Hello.
Hi, hello, ma'am. My name is Matthew. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you over the age of 18 and registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you definitely going to vote? Probably going to vote? Chances 50-50? Or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. What is your race? Are you Caucasian, African-American, Asian, or Native American?
African-American.
Thank you. Going forward. And what is your age?
65.
Thank you. Moving forward. Now, I'm just going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate it on a scale from 0 to 10 on how important the issue is to you. Now, 10 means that it's very important, 5 means somewhat important, and 0 means it's not important at all. You can choose any number from between 0 to 10. So the first issue, reducing substance abuse in our communities. How important is that for you from 0 to 10?
It's a 7.
7, thank you. Making college more affordable.
Is an 8.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Thank you. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
10. Thank you. Moving forward. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better? Staying about the same? Getting worse for black people?
I think it's getting worse.
Thank you. Moving forward. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African American community are better, worse, or about the same as the white communities?
Well, that's a tough one because with the Affordable Care Act, everybody has insurance. So I would say it's about the same.
About the same. Thank you. Moving forward. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on African American communities? You can select up to 2. I'll read them out to you. Marijuana and other cannabis products, alcohol, ecstasy and other party drugs, vaping, opioids and fentanyl, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Which one?
I would say cigarettes. The menthol cigarettes allow them to put more nicotine in there so we get cancer faster than anybody else. Mm-hmm. And I would say marijuana. Because I can't go nowhere without planting it. It's on my damn nerves.
Moving forward. Thank you. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Moving forward. Now, I'd like you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. So the first one, e-cigarettes or vapes? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all?
Familiar with them.
Very or somewhat?
I don't use them, but I'm familiar with them.
Okay. So you'll say somewhat, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Heat, not burn tobacco products.
Never heard of them.
Not familiar, thank you. Oral nicotine pouches.
Not familiar.
Thank you so much. Moving forward. Now, I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades. But about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths, and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the most primary reason for these changes? Is it more government restrictions and bans, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, introducing a smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or cost of smoking has gone up?
I would say, well, it's two of them, really. But I would say mostly that just the education.
More education, anti-tobacco advertising?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Moving forward. Now, I'm going to read you two statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. Is it A, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications? Or B, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. A or B?
B.
B. Thank you. Now, would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
If you have to read it, because some of them still do have nicotine in it, it's just a less amount. So I would say it would be less harmful than cigarettes.
Okay. Would that be somewhat less harmful or much less harmful?
Somewhat less harmful.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 somewhat agree with the statement, and 0, you don't agree with the statement at all. Remember, you can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first statement, quitting smoking is hard. That's why only 1 in 10 people who try are successful. But there are less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, and they have helped contribute to significant decline and the smoking rate over the years. The government should be doing more to educate people who smoke about these less harmful alternatives and help them switch if they can or don't want to quit tobacco and nicotine altogether. Do you agree with that from 0 to 10? How much do you agree with that?
6.
Thank you. Next one. Our goal should be for people to continue the abstain from smoking or quit smoking, and our prevention education and cessation support efforts have helped realize the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working, but so are less harmful smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes. We should continue to employ all of these methods to help reduce the smoking rate and save as many lives as possible. How much do you agree with that from 0 to 10?
I say that's a 4.
Thank you. Moving forward. Opioids are killing 100,000 Americans a year, and the federal government uses harm reduction techniques to save as many of them as we can. Smoking cigarettes kills nearly 5 times that many people every year, but the government refuses to pursue similar harm reduction strategies to help reduce those deaths. The FDA should take a page out of the harm reduction playbook that's already being used in our country to combat opiate use and in Europe and Japan to combat cigarette use by being honest with us and our doctors about less harmful alternatives to smoking. How much do you agree with that from 0 to 10?
I would say a 7.
Thank you. You said a 7. Thank you. Okay, now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not. But let me ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advising tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategies focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the African-American community? Would you agree or disagree?
I would agree.
You would agree. Is that somewhat or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products, e-cigarettes or vapes?
None of them.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Cigars?
No. They smell horrible.
Cigarettes?
No.
Thank you. Now, switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Live with partner. Hello?